This is John Thomas. As you know, I'm the author of a book entitled You Can Live It Any Way You Choose. Let me tell you again and again, you can. And once you get the hang of what I'm telling you, it is very simple. Look, everybody in the world is telling you to lose weight. Say, lose 10 pounds, 20, 30, 50, 100, whatever it is, and you are trying to lose weight. But remember, as I've told you repeatedly, your weight is only the symptom. It's the result of you putting all that food in your mouth. You didn't want to get fat, but you felt the need to put all that food in your mouth. What people are really trying to tell you is get rid of the symptom. Make the symptom go away. You know, that's just ridiculous. First of all, it's impossible and it's stupid. Imagine a doctor telling you, let's get rid of the symptom. Let's make the rash, let's scrub out the rash. Let's give you a pain pill for pain. That's not what you have to do. You have to get rid of what's causing the problem. If you have an infection, it's a virus, a bacteria. If you may have a tumor, don't want to think about that, but it's possible. And the pain will go away once you remove the cause. When you remove the problem, like the bacteria or the infection's gone, the pain automatically goes away. The rash goes away. It's very simple. It's the same thing about weight. Everybody's telling you to go on a diet. That's preposterous. It ignores the fact of why you made yourself fat in the first place. And I keep saying you made yourself fat because that's exactly what happened. The food did not jump into your mouth. You picked it up and you put it there. You put the food in your mouth, knowing all that food in your mouth, knowing very well you were going to be fat. You're going to make yourself fat. You did it because it was emotionally more important for you to put the food in the mouth, food in your mouth, than not have it and remain thin. The food put in your mouth made you feel better. You loved the taste. It made you feel happier, or it stopped you from being depressed. When you're anxious, you're upset, you put food in your mouth. It makes you feel better. Now, diets are flawed terribly. All diets are based on some sort of deprivation. They're based on the fact that you have the ability, or presume you have the ability, which you don't, of permanently depriving yourself of foods that you feel you emotionally need. Those are the foods that made you fat. Those are the foods that made you happy, though. Those are the foods that stop you from being depressed. Now, when you're deprived of those foods, you become unhappy, cranky, irritable, anxious, all the things you don't want to be. That's why, by the way, that something like 97% of everybody who goes on any diet eventually gains all the weight back. Ask yourself, how many people do you know have permanently lost weight in any diet? I don't care what it is. Look, let's demonstrate all this. Some people have difficulty thinking that they're the problem. It's really the food's causing it, the food is out there, they can't stand it, there's too much food available, they advertise it all over, it's on television, it's in every magazine. So, now, you think food is your problem. Let's talk about it. Focus on the foods that you believe you absolutely have to have. Now, these are the foods that you love. These are also the foods that, in your mind, have caused you to become fat and to remain fat. Some people say chocolate is their downfall. If they'd only stop eating chocolate, they'd be fine. Or maybe it's French fries, or ice cream, or pizza, or pasta, or fried chicken, or your Aunt Martha's fudge cake, anything. Focus on whatever it is, whatever the foods are, all together, that have made you fat. If it weren't for those foods, you wouldn't be fat. You're quite sure of this. Now, feel how those foods taste. Really, this is an experiment. It's a test. There's no grades. You grade yourself. But think about how it feels, how wonderful it feels to have those foods in your mouth, to taste them, to chew them, have all those juices in your mouth. It makes you feel good just to think about it. It makes you excited. Those foods are terrific, and they are the bane of your existence. You are sure that if only you could stop eating all those foods, you'd be thin. You wouldn't have a problem. It's the food's fault. Now, having fixed that in your mind, and you feel how good it is to have all this food in your mouth, let's pretend that all those foods disappeared from the earth forever. Yes, think about it for a minute. All the foods you love to eat, and you are sure keeping your fat are gone. There's no more ice cream, and no more chocolate, no more fudge cake, no more pizza, any of those things. They're all gone forever. Close your eyes. Think about it. What would you do? Seriously. Those you've been telling yourself for a long time, if you only could stop eating all those foods that you love, that made you feel good, that you'd be thin, that you could control your weight. You could do whatever. Now, think about it. Those foods are gone, and you're never going to get them back again. They're gone forever. Really, how would you react? Would you be thrilled? After all, you've been telling yourself for a long time now that if it weren't for those foods, you'd be thin. You wouldn't be fat anymore. You could lose 10 or 20 or 50 or 80 or 30 pounds, whatever it is. Or would you really be upset? Would you be panicky? Would you be depressed? Would you be unhappy? Would you be anxious? What would you do? All your favorite foods are now gone. Would you be thin? Or would you find other foods to substitute for those foods of roughly the same tastes, roughly the same caloric value, eat them in roughly the same amounts? You would find substitutes. You would find the equivalent of French fries or ice cream or something. You would find a way to get foods into your mouth to satisfy the emotional needs you've been satisfying with pizza and ice cream or anything before. That's what you do. If you think I'm wrong, that's fine. Then you should be able to stop eating all those foods right away. Because you know, if you think you can get without them, get by without them, you'd be thin. What you do is get the same foods, very similar foods, the ice cream and pizza and everything else. You would eat them in roughly the same amounts. You would find substitutes. Why? Why would you do that? Why wouldn't you just say, boy, I'm so grateful that the ice cream and pizza are gone forever, no more chocolate, I don't have to worry about it. You'd look for other things to satisfy your emotional needs. You would end up weighing exactly the same as you weigh now. If you think that's wrong, then just stop eating those foods. It wasn't hard, but you can't. All diets are flawed because they deprive you of things, of foods that you regard as emotionally important to your life. So if all those foods are gone, and you're still looking for similar foods to replace those as a substitute, you know you're going to be at the same weight. You're not going to end up losing weight or weighing less because you have the same emotional needs. And the fact that you can no longer satisfy those emotional needs with your favorite foods, you'd find other foods. You wouldn't lose a pound. Why am I so sure? Because that's what diets are. They tend to deprive you of things and you can't stand it. Now, if all the foods were gone forever, you'd be in the same pickle, the same situation. That's why I'm telling you that the only way to permanently weigh less than you do now is to eliminate the emotional need you feel because you now know it's not the food. Because if all your favorite foods disappeared, you'd find substitute foods which would keep you just weighing just what you do now. So we're going to focus on eliminating the need. It's just like the infection stops the rash. Once you eliminate the cause of the bacteria or the virus or the germs, it eliminates the problem. We're going to eliminate the emotional need. You say, John, that's not possible. How would I possibly do that? How can I do that? I am who I am. I eat what I eat. I like the foods and I can't make it go away. I'm saying, yes, you can. I have devised a way to do this. It's free. I don't want a penny of your money. It is really simple once you get the hang of it. Let's start with this. First of all, now you understand that it's not the food, it's you. So the next time you put any food in your mouth, any of the foods you like, pizza, ice cream, chocolate cake, whatever, see how it makes you feel. Get that feeling, because that's what is keeping you fat and has made you fat. We're going to make that go away. I will explain how to do it in my subsequent podcast, but first you have to identify your problem. You have to know how that food is making you feel. It is that feeling. It's not the food. It's that feeling that you absolutely have to have. We're going to make all that go away. This is John Thomas. Stick with me. We'll do it on our next podcast. Thank you.